What's up, everybody? It's Alex Acuff here with the Acuff Adventures, I guess podcast, Anchorcast, whatever you want to call this thing. Anyways, it is the day one of 2019, and wanted to tell you guys a little bit about a new program that actually goes into law today for the state of Alabama. It's called the Alabama First Time and Second Chance Homebuyer Savings Account Program. So what this is, it was a bipartisan bill that was brought up to the House. It was introduced by the Alabama Association of Realtors. So this was brought forward, I think, last February, so almost a year ago. And basically what this program is, like I said, it's for first-time homebuyers and for second chance. And so I'm going to kind of go into a little bit of detail as to exactly what this is. The bill was actually called HB 248. So if you want to look that up, it's Alabama HB 248 on Google, and you can find lots of fun stuff. I'm probably going to post a few things in the comments for you guys. So let's talk about what this exactly is. So it's a savings account. So what's the advantages of that? Now, kind of went through it all day, just kind of looking over it, and it's a tax-free savings account. So you go to any bank that is in Alabama. It's got to be in Alabama. It can't be outside serving Alabama. And you have to be someone that lives in Alabama. And you also have to be a first-time home buyer to qualify for it. Or if you and your spouse have not, or just you have owned a home 10 years ago, and you're looking for a quote-unquote second chance to get back in, this is a great opportunity. And I'll go into a few details as to some other advantages and ways to look at this, as far as a huge advantage if you're a parent, if you have kids going to school, if you know they're going to stay in the state of Alabama, or if they're not, this is an opportunity for you to put away money and not have to pay taxes on it. So we know I'd love to save 10% on all that. Anyway, so what you do is you go to a bank, open up a savings account. You have to tell them exactly what it is. It's an Alabama First Time and Second Chance Home Buying Savings Account. You have to list it as that for tax purposes and for it to qualify. So you can basically put as much money in it as you really want. Once you open up the account, you have within 5 years. So that's amazing. 5 years, and I'll explain why in a second. You have 5 years to redeem that money as a tax-free way of paying either your down payment or your closing costs or both. So you can put as much money in there as you want. As far as a tax benefit, each year you're allowed to claim up to, if you're single, you can claim up to $5,000 a year for 5 years. So that caps at $25,000 a year in tax-free. And then also, if you have a spouse, it would be t you can put into you can claim $10,000 a year tax-free and up for 5 years. So that's $50,000 cap on that. So it's a really neat program. The way I kind of look at it is it's an opportunity. If you're a parent and you have a kid, and it's a way for you to possibly put away money because it could be as an income for them. If your kids are going to school, and you know in 5 years they're going to want to buy a house, or a couple of years for your kids in college, you know they're going to want to buy a house. It's not a bad idea to open up one of these for your kids and put money in it, because if they don't use it and they've taken the tax incentives on it for 5 years, if they don't, then it just comes out as income. So that $50,000 or $25,000 will be counted as income after the 5 year period. So you would just pay income tax on it at that point. So, of course, if you're setting the money aside and it is there, you should be able to pay those taxes just fine. This is an awesome opportunity. Lots of states, as I've done a little bit more research, there's a lot of states that are actually bringing this up because my age group, the millennial group, is looking to buy homes, but we are strapped for cash because we're too busy paying car payments, high rent payments, and also student loan debt. So we've got a lot of stuff against us. The market, the economy was against us while we were in school. I hate to just make up a bunch of stuff, but it is what it is. And a lot of my friends are looking for ways to buy homes, and this looks like a fantastic way of doing that. So you can check it out. I'm gonna post some stuff in the show notes. some link backs to some marketing for it and some stuff. This is strictly for Alabama. There's other states that have this. I'm sure you can just Google it, first time home buyer program, savings accounts, tax free, something like that. But if you have any questions about this program, or if you are interested in getting started with it, just feel free to reach out to me. I hate to just throw my name and number out there for you guys, but I want me there as a resource. So I want to be kind of a trusted advisor. It's an opportunity. We as realtors are educated on the bills that are passed that we bring up to the House and through the Senate. So feel free to reach out to me, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this program. It's really cool. If you want any more information, like I said, just send me a message and I will get you what you need. Anyways, that's all I have for today's adventure. So I will see you guys on the flip side.